Can you tell me how you find out that there's no family or friends? Like, again, this is just heart-wrenching, but how do you know?
You bet. So when we are contacted by the funeral homes, which, you know, every single funeral home has one of these examples, often multiple examples of these. They are unclaimed veterans that have no next of kin and no, like, known friends. Tomorrow's service is for a man named Ricky Allen Boyd. And he actually died in December of 2024. So he's been sitting at Boulder Funeral Home waiting for this day. And they try to do research, try to find out history, see if they can find any living next of kin, anything like that. And when they've exhausted the means, that's when they decide, okay, we're going to bury them at the National Cemetery. They contact us because, you know, we're the honor guard that does all the services at the cemetery. And it's a thing that, you know, we do periodically throughout the year. And it's just one thing that we do to recognize their service and to ensure that it's not forgotten. We make it open to the public. Anybody can come, and whether you knew him or not, you can thank him for his service that way.
Gosh, that is just heart-wrenching. And again, we say the name just by chance that somebody's going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Boyd, Ricky Allen Boyd, do I know? And again, a Marine in this case that served from 1977 right. to 1980, if that helps anybody. But it's good to know they at least attempt to find some family or friends and exhaust every possibility. And obviously, since he passed away that long ago, they've taken time for that. It's just, I can't even. And as you point out, there's many examples of this, right? This is not rare.
Oh, very much so. It's actually quite shocking how often this comes up for us. And I know for certain the funeral home have numerous veteran remains that they're holding on to in the hope that they maybe can contact somebody. But when, like I said, when they've exhausted the means, that's when they schedule the service.
And you mentioned that by announcing this and getting out there, you get some people out there. Do you generally get people that want to go and want to make sure we send off these veterans with maybe not family and friends a year ago, a month ago, but, a family that loves a veteran and a friend that loves a veteran and get there to honor them?
Absolutely. We get a great public turnout for these type of events. And we have so much support in the FM area, and to expand beyond, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, there's so many people that support veterans or that are veterans and realize the importance to recognize this service, even though, you know, he has no one else. He has us. That's how we like to phrase it. You know, the man entered the Marine Corps in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So obviously maybe he was born there. There's a connection there, something. And it's kind of a bummer, you know, that there's nobody there, or he let nobody know that he moved, or if, honestly, I don't even know what the circumstances behind his death were. I have no idea. And to me, it doesn't matter what it was. He's a veteran at the end of the day, so that's what we're here for.
Semper Fi, a Marine, and the name is Ricky Allen Boyd. By the way, the service will be held tomorrow, 2 p.m., at the Fargo National Cemetery, which is North Dakota's Arlington, up by Harwood, North Dakota, a facility that is wonderful in many ways in how it allows veterans to be buried with the proper honor of their service, being a national cemetery, but also a little closer to home. So it's North Dakota's one and only. Speaking of which, I know you've worked long and hard, and there was a groundbreaking last week. Bring us up to date on how the facility improvement's coming along, Jason.
You bet. So we had our official groundbreaking the week of Thanksgiving, the Monday before Thanksgiving, right? And it was a big to-do. Sam Brown, who is the undersecretary of the VA, he would be like third down from President Trump, right, as far as the chain of command goes and with the VA and everything. He's directly under Doug Collins. He was there when we did the groundbreaking. He also told us that he is fully supporting anything he can do to help us clear the way, because, you know, believe it or not, we ran into some bureaucratic red tape along the way for the last 5 years or so. But that's, we've made incredible headway, and we are We will start construction in the spring, but we did the ceremonial groundbreaking just so we could get it off the ground. But what that means is that the VA has approved our final design of the building, which it has changed from our initial concept and a few variations in between, but now we have a rock-solid design, exactly what we're going to do, exactly what we're going to provide. We have the money to pay for it, and now we're just waiting for the VA. The VA is going to do the ground prep and bringing in, like, the utilities, like sewer, gas, things like that. They are doing that part of it. That will give us the green light to start our building project, and then we're also building a parking lot in addition to that. So that will be a great relief to us that spend a lot of time at the National Cemetery, because parking is definitely at a premium up there, and it becomes challenging, especially in the wintertime. It becomes very challenging. So that's going to be just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and again, just doggone bone, didn't stop. Kept fighting, as you mentioned, a years-long battle, a lot of bureaucracy, but that's why we love what you do, and I hope you have a good crowd out there tomorrow. For folks that have not been there yet, a good opportunity. Just bundle up. Fargo Memorial.
Yep, you bet.
Honor Guard.
Got the Long John's ready.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock for a Marine, Ricky Allen Boyd.